All right, everyone.
All right.
Am I black enough for you with no plan B? That is V Jeffrey Smith here on air with me, everyone.
Yes.
Phone lines are open. Wow, it seemed like you had a lot of fun with that track there. Are you with me, V Jeffrey Smith?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. It sounded a whole lot funkier coming out of the off the radio.
Yes, yes.
Oh, man.
Tell us, where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Jersey City because that's where I reside now, but I represent Brooklyn wherever I go in the world.
Right. Thank you.
I'm from Brooklyn.
All right. All right, Brooklyn fans.
Brooklyn
and Jersey fans. Thank
Brooklyn
you for that information. So tell us about yourself, V. Jeffrey Smith. How long you been in the music industry?
It's all kind of a blur now, but I've been actually in the industry. I would say I've probably been in the industry probably for the last 40 years or so.
Wow.
You know, I'm old school. I've started off playing guitar, although that's not my main instrument. My main instrument is saxophone.
Right.
Because I learned how to play saxophone in junior high school, but guitar, I used to go out to my stepdad's father, which is my grandfather, and he had a church, so I was in church like 8 days a week, and he had a big family, and they all played instruments, so I had to pretty much fall in line and learn how to play guitar. And once I got into junior high school, that's where I took up saxophone. So I really consider that my main instrument because that's where I've pretty much gotten most of my work throughout this tenure.
Right.
So
how many musical instruments do you play now? Or how many have you been for all the years?
I want to say maybe about seven, eight different instruments.
Wow.
That I could think of off the top of my head, because I remember being very ambitious when I was young and wanted to play everything that I could see that I could get my hands on.
Yeah.
A lot of what I learned in terms of playing, I was pretty much self-taught. Saxophone,
right.
I had pretty much formal training. You know,
right.
Learned how to read music and theory, but everything else I pretty much picked up on my own.
Okay. Well, thank you for all that information. Wow. So tell us about this track, Am I Black Enough for You? Is there a brief story behind that track that I played?
Well, actually, the one that you just played?
Yeah.
Yeah, that track, Kevin Harewood. Me and Kevin Hare would go back to the 80s because I used to work with Kashif. You know Kashif?
Yeah.
I used to work in, actually, Kashif and I grew up together. And
okay.
Kevin approached me about doing some tracks for his documentary that he was doing called
okay.
Am I Black Enough for You? So I said, yeah, you know, I'm all in. So I pretty much sent him a few things. He sent me some ideas that he had, some percussion drum ideas, and I
yeah.
pretty much built on top of that. You know, I didn't know exactly where it was going to go in the documentary because, you know, once I finished with all of the music, I just gave it to him to do what he does. So that's pretty much how most of the tracks came about. So that's pretty much the story behind that, you know, because I do this all the time, you know, in my sleep.
Right.
Just building tracks, making tracks, and, you know.
Okay.
So that's
how
that came about.
I see that you're an accomplished record producer with credits that include artists like Daryl Hall and Oates, Corey Glover, Paul Abdul, Heather Hadley, Tamia.
Me and my partner, Peter Lord, we're in a group together called The Family Stand. And I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I'm not. So I need you to tell us all about that.
Yeah, we had a nice little hit back in, I think, 88, 89, called Ghetto Heaven. And, you might want to look that one up. It was like a kind of a big hit for us. And we had like a nice cult following because we actually played, even though the record company was promoting us in the R&B department, we just did a lot of rock. And I mean, we covered a lot of areas, but, you know, our live performances, you know. Because we were on tour with Chili Peppers. We were on tour with Iggy Marley. We were on tour with Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, you know, a lot of those groups. So that's pretty much our story. I mean, it's a kind of a short story. We have some new. We did a bunch of records, a few albums on our own after we were.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think the last album that we did with a record company was called Connected, and we had Jackie McGee. Cassandra St. Victor was our original vocalist, and she went off to do a solo project, which we were involved with, and then we got Jackie McGee in the group to sing vocals on that particular album. And so we have some, right now we have some new stuff coming this year. I mean, we were about to release some material, and then as you can see, the world kind of went in a different direction, so we had to kind of delay that. And we were ready to come with our new album entitled Evolve. But it's still at this point, we're going to work a way to get it out, you know, because the world is in flux right now, and everybody's trying to figure this out. So we still have it coming. It's going to be hot, too. It's going to be really
hot. I'm going to let you bring that information out again later in the show. We have a few more minutes. Right now, I want to get into No Plan B. Is this album called No Plan B?
Okay, No Plan B. I did a project back in, I think maybe it was like 2012, 2013, where I wanted to do a bunch of jazz covers, you know, Giant Steps. You know, Night in Tunisia. So I covered a lot of jazz covers. I had a bunch of my friends come in and do guest work. And I used to listen to Steve Harvey in the morning on the radio. And he used to come with like a lot of gems. And he started talking about having a plan and having like coming up with a plan for your life, a plan for what you want to do, right? And he said a lot of times people concentrate so much.